Hello and welcome. This is Couples Counseling for Parents, a show about couple relationships, how they work, why they don't, what you can do to fix what's broken.
Here are our parents,
our dad, Dr. Stephen Mitchell,
and our mom, Erin Mitchell.
Hello and thanks for joining us today on Couples Counseling for Parents. I'm Dr. Stephen Mitchell.
And I'm Erin Mitchell.
On today's episode, we're going to talk about how parenting partners can talk about feeling tired. I'm not sure I really actually want to talk about this.
I know you're not. I think it's going to be great. I have been looking forward to this. I think tired specifically is so misunderstood. So I think it will be great to...
Thus, it is fertile soil for massive conflicts between parenting partners. Yeah, because
Yes, but because of that, I think there's so much room for there to be connection because it is so misunderstood.
That is an excellent reframe right there.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of space for really feeling felt in this conversation where I think so many partners currently do not.
Yes. And so a common story that we hear between partners goes something kind of like this. So Penny and Talon, they have a 3-year-old, 5-year-old, and 7-year-old. And they've been in the diaper, no sleep, teething, et cetera, phase of parenting for like the last 7 years. Penny works, Talon works, and they both can feel like they're getting crushed by tired day in and day out. Penny wakes up one morning and says, "I am so tired." Talon's immediate response is, "I'm really tired too." Then both Penny and Talon kind of feel their skin get hot. And the competition is on. Who is more tired here, Penny or Talon? And everyone listening now, you can go argue with your partner about who's more tired in your relationship as well.
Right. I think that is where this conversation often goes, that it does feel like a competition. I think so, you know, the how they work portion of this podcast, I think is like how
relationships could work or how this conversation could go.
Yes. Sure. And I think what happens for parenting partners is tired becomes the one, I'm going to use, you will correct me, but emotion that parents feel aware of.
Yes, you're exactly right. Tired is not an emotion. It's a physiological state that we find ourselves in.
Yes, but yes, I know that. And yes, I think that for so many, dare I say most, parenting partners, we don't have great practices of self-reflection to understand what emotions we are feeling. And I think tired, because we are in that physiological state of tired and exhaustion a lot of the time, it sort of becomes the catch-all word. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah. And so I think that speaks to the idea that the reality is parenting is tiring and that you and your partner are both tired, but you're tired in different ways.
And in different ways during different times of different days or stages or whatever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so then what happens, why things don't work is... You each use the phrase, "I'm tired," just like Penny and Talon did. And what happens is it means something very different to both of you. It's wrapped up with a lot of different, you know, feelings, experiences, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, whatever it might be. And then you begin to invalidate one another's experience because you say, Erin, you say, "I'm tired." And I say, "Well, I'm tired too." And then it's just back and forth of trying to get your partner to say, "Yeah, I get it. I hear you. Yeah, you are tired." To in a sense, be with you where you are in your meaning of tired.
I honestly think, yes, I couldn't agree with you more. I also think that that's like step two. I think the first step is we don't always know. I don't think Penny nor Talon and me nor you knows exactly what we mean in our initial "I'm tired."
Right.
So sure. In the example we used in the case study, it's first thing in the morning. So we both kind of assume that they're tired because of sleeplessness or because of the teething kid or because of who knows
they were
what.
Up. They were
yeah,
up.
They woke yeah, someone, up all night or, someone yeah. had a bad dream. Someone spilled their water. Someone, we all have 1,000 things that could happen. But also it could be sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of waking up at 5:30 and already thinking about like what time I have to be at work. Like, I was telling you when we were talking about this, for me, tired is a spectrum. Sometimes it's angry tired.
Yeah.
I am tired. My mom used to say when I was growing up, I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired.
Yeah.
And that's real for me. Like I have a real angry tired. And then I have like a, like when it actually means tired, like I need a 30 minute nap. Yeah, right. I cannot keep my eyes open right now. And then there's like a sad tired. Like I'm tired of feeling so lonely. I'm tired of this. I'm
just being overwhelmed.
There's an overwhelmed tired. I just think that tired can mean kind of any emotion. And I think that we sometimes say it, maybe even often say it, without knowing what we mean to be saying or what we're actually feeling and saying it. And all the time, I think we're saying it with, I'm physically tired.
Yeah.
Because I think we are all really tired.
Right, exactly. And so how can this conversation actually be something that is connective, actually be something that isn't conflictual between parenting partners? And I think the first thing is when you hear your partner say that they are tired, agree with them. Say, I bet you are. Yeah. There's no need to counter your partner's tired with your tired.
I think though the reason that happens is it feels threatening.
Exactly.
Like, no, you can't be tired. I'm having an emotion or feeling or the physiological need of a nap.
I don't want your experience to overshadow mine. I need someone to validate and see mine, which I understand that. What I'm saying is resist that inclination to respond out of that place of worry or fear.
You're looking
at me as if I...
Yeah, I don't... I just think that resist increases anxiety. I think you notice that what you want to do is get defensive or counter back or make sure that your position's heard too. I think it's important to know what tends to happen for you. So, you know, we all know I love to do a check-in. Like, what does happen for you? When your partner says, I'm tired, and not in this moment, but like thinking back... What tends to happen for you? Do you feel like I'm going to lose my partner and I really need their help? Do you feel like, of course they're tired. They're going to check out me like they always do. And I don't ever get to feel tired.
Right.
Or
I'm going to end up having to take care of them too. And I'm tired and you know, all those kinds of fearful things and things that happen.
Right.
Most certainly.
Based in reality.
Right. Exactly. Right.
And then notice that. And so then I think when you say the word resist, I think I just mean like.
I retract the word resist.
Well, I do think it matters though. I think we need to notice it and then say like, we can come back to that when this, you know, at the end of this conversation, when we've felt here and then revisit that. But first I think notice and then move towards an ask. I think your question.
Yeah. I mean, I think the idea, yes, is you're right. All of that is present. But I do think an avenue into being heard yourself is hearing your partner too.
Yes,
right?
That just has to come later.
Right. It's a reciprocal process, you know. So if somebody says, I'm tired, say, I bet. You know, kind of think about what is it that might be causing them to be tired. And then ask the question, what do you mean you feel tired? Not in a I can't imagine how you would be tired, but tired in what way? Like, what are the things that are feeling overwhelming? What are the things that are feeling heavy on you right now that are making you tired? Because as you said, tired could be like, well, I'm angry. Well, I'm sad. Well, I am just physically like, I need some sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Tired can mean so many things. It does become this sort of catch-all bucket for the parenting experience. I think oftentimes, I mean, it could be tired of like, I'm tired of not having any time together. I'm tired of every moment of my, waking life being focused on something else that someone else needs, or I'm tired of
not having any time to myself.
Yeah. Or I'm tired of having to deal with our in-laws or our grandparents. I'm tired of trying to figure out schools. I'm tired of, all these things. It can mean a lot.
Right.
It can mean quite a bit.
And so asking,
what
I hear you saying you're tired. I can think of 1,000 reasons that you could be tired. What are you thinking of right now? Like, what's going on? Is there, something can you say more? That's Stephen's go-to phrase.
Yeah.
And it does help me because honestly, usually the answer is, I don't know.
Right.
I don't usually know. And honestly, I don't think parenting partners do, because we don't, most of us don't carve that sort of self-reflection, time for wondering. It's just, I'm tired.
Yeah. And
oh yeah. More. Let's hear more about that. Like, oh, okay.
And tired simply could mean I am feeling a lot of things intensely.
Yes.
And I don't know what any of them are.
Yes.
I think honestly, when I say I'm tired, that is exactly what I mean. I'm like,
can you say more about that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have no idea. I am worried. I am stressed. I am physically tired. I'm sad. I feel lonely. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I have hope. I'm hopeful. Like I'm trying to like balance like hoping for things and trying to achieve things. And it's just the compilation of all these things kind of stirred together in life feels really big and really intense. I think, you know, that's, I think what I probably mean when I say tired most of the time.
I think that sounds right. And I think it's important to keep that in mind, because if you say those things, I have, right.
Yeah, she's looking at me very kindly as I'm saying, well, yes,
no part of me is like, ugh, that's ridiculous.
Right. Or you suck it up. I'm tired. Let me tell you about, you know, how I am. Yeah.
Yeah. It that's an invitation. Like, right. Oh, there's a lot below, sort of like that iceberg is the tip. I'm sorry. Right. Tired is the tip of the iceberg. And what else is going on? That is where we can have an engaging conversation.
Yeah.
The tired tit for tat, man, it's exhausting. And it makes people feel like, I'm not sure what all went wrong here.
Right.
But I'm tired,
right,
of having this conversation.
Guess what? I'm walking away a little more tired here. Yeah.
And feeling more disconnected and feeling more lonely and feeling, you know, some of those key parenting partner words we hear over and over. Yeah. And so one of the ways to feel more connected to yourself and to your partner is to unpack tired.
Yeah. Define your term in a sense. Mm-hmm. And
it changes. I think that is largely yours.
But I think that's something to be aware of too. It can change. And so that's why it's important to ask for clarification or to try and understand more, not because you're not trying to pay attention, but because things do change,
right?
You know, based on context and based on the week and based on the day. And then I think another helpful question can be to ask your partner, you know, as you're asking curious questions and trying to understand tired, is to really like, are you wanting a solution or are you just wanting a listening ear?
Right.
And I think that, again, that is actually a question to try and be respectful, right? Like, of knowing what it is your partner wants when they say that they're tired. So it's understanding what they mean by tired, but then it's also trying to understand what they want. Do you want a solution? Do you want to collaborate on this and try to figure this out? Or do you just simply need me to like connect with you where you are and say, oh, I totally get that. That's got to be so hard. That kind of thing.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think this step is what can make couples feel really hurt. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of hurt lives in the misunderstanding of this, because it's uncomfortable seeing your partner in distress or,
sure.
I mean, you just said so many big words like overwhelmed, stressed out,
right.
Sort of like wanting to feel hopeful and also like feeling worried.
Right.
And, and for me, and I think any partner, I want to be present to you in that. I also want you to get out of it. I don't right. want you to be uncomfortable.
Right. So, well, let's fix that.
Let's, you know? We should do something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So,
yeah. Which does happen sometimes.
It absolutely has happened. And my intention is
right.
so kind. My intention is, I don't like seeing you sad. I don't like right. that you feel angry. I want there to be no discomfort in your life at all.
Sure.
So get better.
Right. And this is how you should do it. And here's some suggestions.
Some five great ideas. And I'm right. pretty sure that if you implemented all of them, you could be better by dinner.
Right.
And again, I do think that most partners, the intention of that is kind.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't feel good.
Right.
If you're not looking for a solution, if you're just looking to sort of feel like your partner's with you in it and mm-hmm. sort of shoulder to shoulder, like, man, yeah, this is hard. We're in a tough season right now. Or you do have a lot on your plate. Or if you're just looking for that, those solutions feel like hurry up.
Yeah. And that, well, they feel really dismissive, or mm-hmm. they feel very unknowing. And it feels like, oh, you don't get me. And then it starts, you don't want to get me. Oh, you never get me. Oh, this, you know, and then you can get in a really unhelpful place. Whereas,
well, that's just one of the places, right, that stories kick in.
Right.
Like, I don't feel known. I've never felt known. I thought you mm-hmm. were going to work mm-hmm. to know me, and you don't. Or, right. you know, those right. types of yeah. old woundings
yeah.
get rewounded.
And so it's really useful just to clarify what your partner wants. And I think, again, too, it's okay to ask what your partner wants, and it's okay for you to tell your partner what you want. That is not an indication that your relationship is going down the tubes if you have to say, this is what I want, or you have to ask. Yes, it's helpful when we as partners can know one another well enough that we kind of can predict and imagine, and that is all helpful. And at the same time, it's okay to speak plainly to each other. And especially in moments like this.
The vulnerable ones.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. and the ones that are a little murky, because if you don't really know, if what you mean by tired has about 10 different meanings in it, it's really hard for your partner to know how to give you what you want when there's so many things going on. And so I think that,
I also think when you, because you're pretty good about asking that, like, are you looking for
a solution mm-hmm. or just to hear it. Yeah.
I don't usually know until that you ask me that question. True. And like, that helps me, because right. then I do have the moment to wonder about that. So then I can know, because it's mm-hmm. not like, and I think most partners also aren't intentionally withholding that.
Sure.
Yeah. I think we don't know. So whoever does come to that awareness first, like, I wonder what they're wanting, or I wonder what I'm wanting, say so.
Yeah. 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 No, I think that's very true. Mm-hmm. And then I think, you know, the next follow-up question is, if your partner says, I want a solution, then make a solution that works for you both. And oftentimes that is a systemic kind of change within your relationship. And I think that systemic change could be something contextual, like, you know, do we need to change our schedules? Do we need to change work? Do we need to change where we live? Do we need to change, like, the kind of help we're getting? Do we need to change how we just do our day-to-day, like, who's doing what, kind of division of labor type stuff? So it could be those kinds of things, but it also could be just simply the systemic changes, like, relationally, like, how do we have these types of conversations? Do we need to really change how we bring ourselves to them? And that's kind of what we're talking about here. There's a way to bring yourself to this conversation that is systemically different than, you know, how it can work out for a lot of couples, how it's worked out for us at different times in our own relationship. But if there is a solution that you're wanting, like, do something about it.
I have two thoughts. One of the examples you just used was change the kind of help we're getting.
Uh-huh.
And I had, like, a whole body sinking, because I think a lot of couples relate to our situation where we don't have help.
Right.
And that doesn't mean there aren't people who love us, and there aren't. We don't have great things in our life and good friends and community and all that.
Yeah, but you might not have family around. You might not have family healthy enough around to help you. You might not, you know, I mean, there's all
kinds of... Well,
you
might not be able to afford a babysitter.
Yeah.
Even if you could afford a babysitter, maybe your kids aren't wanting that right now. I think there's a lot of reasons people don't have the help that it looks like every other couple has.
Right.
But in those situations, like we've had to do, I think a lot of couples are trying to navigate also being creative. So sometimes that means, like, we don't get the couple time we would probably want, but mm-hmm. we have to take turns, you going and doing something, or me going and doing something, taking some individual time. Mm-hmm. Because I think so often what help means is time.
Yeah.
And I think what
or
a lot
space.
Of mm-hmm, exactly.
time or space. Yeah.
I think what a lot of couples ache for when they think of the help conversation is space and time. Yeah. Like there, you would have a moment to think of these things, or you could reflect on how am I feeling in life.
And I'm not saying that this is an easy thing to do. I mean, I think you do have to be aware of, you know, like you were saying, not everyone has the access to help. You know, a lot of the, you know, like a lot of this is contingent to just even on, like I say, change your jobs or your work schedule. Well, I mean, not everybody can do that. You know, a lot of this is contingent on like finances and all of those things. I think more than anything, fundamentally, it is thinking of every possible option, being really creative, thinking outside the box, and then being willing to do something, quote unquote, drastic to shift the way the system is working. Because unsustainable systems end up crashing.
Correct.
And so to do something drastic to change that that system, although it might create other challenges or other difficulties or other worries or concerns, if it allows you not to crash as a couple relationally, then it could be worth it. Yeah, I mean, you have to consider it. I'm not trying to tell anyone what to do or...
Well, I think what you're saying is all ideas are good ideas until you find out, like, right. Oh, that's not
until
going to work.
Not. Right.
Yes, but entertaining all options for, well, I hear right. that this is a valid, not valid, I hear that this is a concern you have, and I want to move towards helping. Yeah,
I'm taking
helping.
You serious.
I take you seriously.
Is what you're trying to communicate. And I take you so serious that I'm willing to really shift
like
some
what
big,
do we need to do?
Big things in life. You know, and I think that I say that, and I know that there's been times that we've moved. I know there's been times that we've changed jobs. I know that there's been times that we've quit jobs. I know there's been times that we've taken on more jobs. I mean, like all of those things. And again, I'm not saying that's easy. And again, everyone, you know, that's just what we've had to do. But the thing about that is doing what you have to do for the communicating to your partner, I hear you, and it matters.
Right. Absolutely. It really matters. Yes. And that can look different
for every single couple. Yeah.
No one has to do that any one particular way. Mm-hmm. But the point is, I think this is another one of those points where there is so much hurt. Like, well, I've told you what I need is
right.
something to change, but nothing changes.
Right.
And
that's the taking serious part.
Correct.
Not just sitting there and saying, like, and that's why you're asking the question. Do you want a solution or do you just want me to listen? Because if your partner says, I want a solution, and all you do is listen, that's backwards too. If they say, I don't want a solution, I just want you to listen, and you offer solutions, that's not going to work either. It's communicating and meeting each other where you are and according to what you're saying that you need
right.
and want.
Yes.
And it's a big difference. It makes a difference.
Well, it's the idea of feeling felt.
Right.
Because if you say, I want to be listened to, but you're not
right.
That's really hurtful. That is where walls start to get built up. So like what happens if you don't, you start to grow apart.
Yeah. Well, you become resentful and that's, mm-hmm. you know, a consistent feeling of being invalidated and not felt leaves someone feeling very alone and disconnected. And, you know, obviously and understandably,
that's not sustainable for a relationship,
any kind of relationship. It's not just right. your partnered relationship, any kind of relationship. And so, again, the whole idea is like this conversation of I'm tired is significant and huge among parenting partners, understandably. Parenting is very, very tiring. But there's a way to have the conversation where it doesn't become competitive, where you acknowledge, yes, I imagine you are tired, where you ask, when you say tired, like what does that mean? Like, what are the specifics of that? Because that can mean so many things. Do you want a solution or do you just want me to listen? And then if your partner says, I want a solution, taking it seriously and considering every possible option so that what you communicate is, I hear you, what you're saying matters, and I am with you in working towards a solution together. That's how the conversation is different.
I think the second part to that, though, is only that if they say, I just want you to listen, doing that too.
That you do that.
It's yeah. just as it is. There's listening is also an action.
Yes. Yes.
And then remembering is sort of the follow up to listening. So then the next time when this context, I mean, teething comes to mind.
Oh man.
When yeah. our oldest was teething, I don't know.
Is like 5 years of teething is what it felt like.
I think we're at 11. He's not 11 yet, but it feels like that. And then knowing, so like when knowing when another tooth comes in, like this is going to be tough. I know this right. can be tough. Like, what is there anything you think that you could need tonight, or like, just being ready to be available. When that context that you know has exhausted your partner before is happening again. Like, hey, I'm aware that this is happening. I remember what this means to you, and I'm present for you if you want to talk about that, or you know, if you would like an action type of thing.
Yeah. You're going to be tired. Parenting is tiring, but there is a way to talk about you're tired in a way that is connective and that helps you as partners, both of you, feel that your partner is with you and understands and is working together with you to support you in the midst of feeling tired. If you want to find more actionable strategies that can help you and your partner build authentic connection, check out our school of online courses at createyourcouplestory.com. You can also find our courses in our LinkedIn bio on our Instagram at couples.counseling.for.parents. Today's show is produced by Stephen and Aaron Mitchell. If you're enjoying the podcast, please be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a rating. This will help others find our content more readily. And as always, we're grateful for you listening. Thanks so much for being with us here today on Couples Counseling for Parents. And remember, working on a healthy couple relationship is good parenting.